From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A bipartisan group of U.S. congressional leaders have reached an agreement on new sanctions for Russia. This is in response for its meddling in the 2016 presidential election, as well as a provision that would prevent President Trump from trying to relax sanctions against Moscow. The bill was passed more than a month ago by the Senate and also included new sanctions against Iran for its ballistic missile testing. President Trump has helped commission the USS Gerald R. Ford, a technologically advanced nearly $13 billion warship. Mr. Trump said the giant ship sends a 100,000-ton message to the world and will cause enemies of the U.S. to shake with fear. President Trump, while on the carrier, took the same tone he has had as part of a week-long Made in America concept. He reemphasized that during his weekly radio address.
We believe that our country is stronger, safer, and more prosperous when we make more of our goods and our products right here in the USA. When we purchase products made in America, the wealth, revenue, and jobs all stay in our country to be enjoyed by our people.
Police in the southern U.S. state of Texas say 8 people have been found dead in the back of a tractor trailer on a Walmart parking lot. San Antonio Fire Chief Charles Hood says at least 28 people, including children, were pulled out of the truck, with 17 of them suffering critical heat-related injuries. The fire chief told CNN some of the survivors have suffered irreversible brain damage. He said the people would not have survived another night in the trailer. San Antonio's temperatures have been hot and dry. The trailer was a refrigerator truck, but the air conditioning was not working. This is VOA News. Heavy fighting is raging in central Afghanistan, where officials say the Islamist Taliban has captured 2 key district headquarters and is assaulting government outposts in nearby areas. A government spokesman told VOA around 700 Taliban insurgents overnight attacked Khuzestan and swiftly captured key installations, including the police headquarters, before establishing control over the entire district. Insurgents are attacking government positions in 8 other districts. Venezuela's opposition announced a 2-day national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel a controversial July 30th election for a new Congress. Protesters rallied Saturday in Caracas for a march toward the embattled nation's Supreme Court, chanting slogans opposing the president's plan to rewrite the Constitution. National troops used tear gas in at least one location in Caracas, blocking protesters with clouds of white gas and rows of officers on motorcycles. U.S. President Donald Trump has blasted a Washington Post leak of highly classified information in which the Washington Post reported that Russia's ambassador to the U.S. told his supervisors in Moscow that he discussed campaign-related matters with Attorney General Jeff Sessions last year during the presidential election season. That is contrary to what Sessions has said. In an early morning tweet Saturday, the president said the leaks must stop. Sessions, in his February confirmation hearing before the Senate, said that he did not recall having any contact with Russian officials while acting as a Trump foreign policy advisor last year. In March, news reports revealed that Sessions had met at least twice with Kislyak, once in April 2016 before Donald Trump, then a Republican presidential candidate, gave a foreign policy speech, and again in July 2016 on the sidelines of the Republican National Convention. At that time, Sessions amended his earlier comments to say that he had met but had not discussed the Trump campaign in their meetings, and he recused himself from any investigations into Russian interference in the election. The UN Security Council has scheduled an emergency meeting for Monday to discuss the recent spate of violence between Israelis and Palestinians, the most brutal fighting between the rivals in years. Clashes erupted late Saturday in the old city of Jerusalem, where hundreds of Muslim men defiantly held evening prayers outside after being denied entrance to the holy site Muslims call Noble Sanctuary and Jews call Temple Mount. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.